Now, the late Oliver Nussen is a major part of this next recent release, mm-hmm. and I've really enjoyed this as well. Music by Hans Werner Henze. They were good friends, weren't they?
Yeah, they were very close friends. And this is, in fact, this recording is a recording of friends because I'm going to play the English Liebeslieder, which involves Anssi Kartanen as cello soloist. And he was also a close friend of Olli Nussen and of Henze himself. And the BBC Symphony Orchestra, of course, had a very close relationship with Nussen as a conductor.
Now, this is these English love songs are from the mid-1980s. There aren't any texts. Or rather, there are, aren't there?
Yeah.
But we're just not allowed to know what they are.
Well, this is a favourite trick of Henze's. First of all, it's important to say, of course, he was a German composer, but he was a great Anglophile. I don't know if you knew him, but he spoke the most beautiful English, very witty, very, you know, he used very sort of colloquial English and very funny in English. But he also loved English literature. And a trick that he had was that he would often create purely orchestral music by embedding a text, by sort of setting it for instruments, but then the text would disappear like a song without words. He did it in lots of his pieces. And in these English Liebeslieder, he sets texts by Shakespeare, by Robert Graves, and by James Joyce. And here we're going to hear a setting of sonnet number 128. You're not supposed to know what it is, but in fact I've used some detective work and found out. And it's that wonderful sonnet where Shakespeare talks about envying the keys of the virginals because his lover is able to touch them in a very intimate way and she won't touch him in the same way. Thank you.
Hans Werner Henze, inspired by a Shakespeare sonnet in the last of his Englische Liebeslieder, English love songs, and such an intimate ending, isn't it? That first recording as well from cellist Anssi Kartanen with the BBC Symphony Orchestra conducted by Oliver Nussen. It's moving for all kinds of reasons, Julie.
Yeah, that thing about the intimacy at the end going right down to the string quartet. Anssi Kartanen writes the most beautiful introduction in the liner notes about his friend Oliver Nussen, about how he's able to, as a conductor, deconstruct the complex layers of music. And he says this is a conductor who can make Elliot Carter sound like Puccini. And you can hear that beauty. And of course, Henze himself, you know, he was always searching for beauty in music. He talked about how his whole life after this very ugly Nazi childhood, you know, he had a very grim childhood in the Nazi time in Germany, and he moved south to Italy in search of beauty in everything, in his life, in his music, in everything. You just hear that so beautifully here in that music at the end.
It's surprising it hasn't been recorded before when you hear it in a performance like this. There are two first recordings in the middle of this disc, actually. You also get Heliogabalus Imperator, which is a symphonic poem from the early 70s inspired by the story of a brutal Roman emperor. It's quite a major piece, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a half-hour piece. This whole disc, in fact, is really, I guess you'd call it tone poems. Henze wrote 10 symphonies. He wrote lots of ballets and operas. But this is Olli Nussen bringing to light these orchestral pieces which don't fit into any of those categories. And all the better for it.
Well, Heliogabalus Imperator is what you'll see on the sleeve. It's a recent release from the Virgo label, Champions of Modern Music. Your next choice was released...